Number 13, Kyler Murray. This is mostly just out of intrigue. I think that Kyler can be a good NFL quarterback. I think the Cardinals are trying to build around him. That being said, I think Cliff will be a bad head coach, and I think Steve Keim is a laughingstock. But I do want to see Kyler succeed, and I think they are taking strides to put weapons around him, and that offense is going to be improved because they're going to want to throw the ball a ton. I don't know how that's going to work out for David Johnson. We will see. Number 12, Jared Goff. Rams offense still going to be fun. Jared Goff really went downhill when he lost Cooper Kupp last season. Getting him back, I think, is going to go a long way for a guy like Jared Goff. Number 11, Drew Brees. Drew Brees can still easily be a top 10 quarterback, but he slowed down as a passer. Saints are hell-bent on using two running backs with the addition of Latavius Murray even after they let Mark Ingram walk. But obviously, Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas will be the focal points of the offense. Number 10, Jameis Winston. I think it will do Jameis some good not to have Ryan Fitzmagic breathing down his neck all season. He's the starter. There's nobody else challenging, and Bruce Arians knows how to have fun with his quarterbacks. The Bucs offense is going to be pass heavy. They're going to try to stretch the field. That spells good things for Mike Evans and O.J. Howard, as they are both very good players. I think Jameis is still a top 10 fantasy QB, even though he's probably going to throw a lot of interceptions. Number 9, Carson Wentz. Last year was a disappointing season for Wentz, but if he can stay healthy, I still have faith in his talent and the coaching and scheming of Doug Peterson. Zach Ertz is still an elite tight end, and I actually really like Dallas Goedert to take a step in year two. He's a very talented young tight end. They could have a very good 1-2 punch with both of those guys catching passes. They're both very, very capable. And they've got 15 running backs, but that's been the case even going back to the Super Bowl win. Alshon and Nelson Aguilar will still be viable. I think Carson Wentz is going to have a bounce back year. Number 8, Russell Wilson. This is really because I just feel like Russ gets overlooked and doesn't get the love he deserves for how special of a player he is. But I am a little bit worried with Doug Baldwin essentially retiring. Tyler Lockett appears to be the top wide receiver in Seattle, and Tyler Lockett's never even had a 1,000-yard season. DK Metcalf has special athleticism, but he's a serious work in progress. I can't imagine he's going to be anything close to a wide receiver one in his rookie campaign. But the reality is, Russell has arguably done more with less than any other quarterback during his entire NFL career on that offense. So I still think he's got a chance, and I still have a lot of faith in Dangerous to be a top 10 quarterback. Number 7, Cam Newton. Cam really is just here because of his rushing ability. Just makes him that much more viable because of his ability in the red zone. Christian McCaffrey, obviously a special player, but I'm worried about the actual talent they have at wide receiver. As of now, DJ Moore is a top wide receiver on their depth chart. Greg Olsen gets hurt all the time, although Ian Thomas is another intriguing tight end who was very productive when Greg Olsen went down last year. Number 6, Matt Ryan. They lost Tevin Coleman, but they get Devontae Freeman back. Julio Jones is still as special as they come. Calvin Ridley should take a big step forward, as I think he's one of the best young route runners in the NFL. He had a very good rookie season, so I like both those wide receivers, and I still think Matt Ryan is a fringe top 5 type of quarterback. Number 5, my guy Baker Mayfield. You know how I feel about the Browns, but there is real reason to have a lot of faith in Baker. When he became the starting quarterback last season for the Browns, he was one of the most accurate passers in the NFL. They always say you can't teach accuracy, and he is one of the absolute most accurate passers in the NFL, along the likes of Patrick Mahomes, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers. They also added Odell, of course, who's one of the best deep threats in the NFL. Jarvis Landry underneath David Njoku taking another step as a tight end one. And I really like Antonio Callaway's deep play ability, too, to stretch the field. I hope that he is taking a step in developing as a player. This passing offense can be dominant. Then you mix in the running ability of a Nick Chubb and possibly Kareem Hunt at some point down the line. This offense has potential to be a lot of fun. Number 4, Deshaun Watson. Watson still finished as a top 5 quarterback last season despite his horrible offensive line and questionable running game. Lamar Miller was a little bit of a surprise at times, but DeAndre Hopkins is still the best wide receiver in the NFL, in my opinion. Hoping to get Will Fuller back, who's been absolutely dynamic when he's been on the field with Watson. Deontay Foreman's an intriguing running back who has potential if he is healthy next season. I still like Watson's ability to make plays, stretch the field. I still think he's a top 5 quarterback. Number 3, Aaron Rodgers. I'm with Ron the show. He's been harping up Aaron as the having the comeback season that we've all been waiting for. He's trying to prove it. It was Mike McCarthy, not him, especially with his new coach. I think we'll see one of the best versions of Aaron Rodgers we've seen in a while. That defense has potential to actually be pretty good next season, so I would imagine that's going to help the offense a little bit. And he's got a young offensive-minded head coach who's going to be able to scheme things up for him. I like Aaron to step up a lot next season. Number two, Patrick Mahomes. We all know he's the future and rising face of the NFL, but we'd expect he's not going to go 50 and 5K every single season. If he did, that'd be remarkable. But he's still going to be the top quarterback off your board in virtually every draft, even though we have no idea what's going on with Tyreek Hill. We still expect him to be a top three quarterback. The only reason he's not number one is because I don't trust the Chiefs running backs, and I have no idea what's going on with Tyreek Hill. So I'm a little weary of Mecole Hardman and Sammy Watkins being his top wide receivers. My number one guy, Andrew Luck. Still think Luck is the best quarterback, franchise quarterback under 30 who isn't named Patrick Mahomes. That offense is going to be better in a second year with Frank Reich's system and him running the show. Marlon Mack, when healthy, can be great with that offensive line. I like the addition of Devin Funchess and Paris Campbell in the draft. They get Jack Doyle back to go with Eric Ebron. This offense is going to be fun this year, and I think Andrew Luck is going to step up. Those are my quarterback rankings. We'll be back next week with our running back rankings.